This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And now, here's WSMI's Angela Besh. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Terry. Now, here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was 5.08 and a quarter, down 14 and a quarter. December corn, 4.80 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter. March corn, 4.92 and three quarters, down 5 and a quarter. August soybeans were 13.92 and a half, down 70. September soybeans, 13.01 and three quarters, down 22 and a quarter. November soybeans, 12.56 and three quarters, down 3.5. September wheat was 6.53 and a quarter, down a half. December wheat, 6.64, down 1.5. And March wheat, 6.73 and three quarters, down 2.5. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Megan Rothy with Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Wednesday afternoon. Grain prices ended lower with soybeans sharply lower for the second day in a row. Weaker soybean meal values and technical trading at the Board of Trade helped to push soybean values down. The cash soybean basis also moved down for a second day in a row, putting pressure on cash soybean bids. In the northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shelled corn bids 16 to 19 cents lower, trading at 641 to 658. Soybean bids were sharply lower at 1383 to 1415. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shelled corn bids were 16 to 19 cents lower at 638 to 656. Soybean bids were sharply lower at 1412 to 1440. In the southern part of the state, shelled corn bids were 16 to 19 cents lower, trading at 642 to 664. Soybean bids were sharply lower, ranging from 1398 to 1423, and wheat bids were steady to 1 cent lower at 633 to 652. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were $1.10 lower, trading at 1422 to 1442. Basis was 40 cents lower at 30 to 50 over the August. High Pro soybean 48% meal on a truck basis was offered at $537.80 to $559.80, down $20 to $35 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 14 cents lower at $668 to $682, with basis steady at $160 to $174 over the September. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 14 cents lower at $658 to $662, with basis steady at $150 to $154 over the September. Soybeans ended 90 to 95 cents lower at $13.96 to $14.07. Basis is 20 to 25 cents lower at $4 to $15 over the August. Wheat prices were steady to 3 cents lower at $6.41 to $6.48, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at $12 under to $5 under the September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids at 14 to 15 cents lower, trading from 656 to 663. These elevators dropped their soybean prices 91 to 94 cents, with quotations at 1402 to 1411. Soft wheat closed steady at 671 to 672, and Milo ended the day 14 cents lower at 667 to 668. For our contract bids to producers for new crop delivery, in the northern part of the state, corn traded from 446 to 465, with soybeans from 1220 to 1232. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from $4 to $4.67, with soybeans ranging from $12.19 to $12.52. And in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from $4.53 to $4.71, with soybeans from $12.32 to $12.52. That concludes Wednesday's grain prices and trends. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were $121.57, down 32 cents. October live cattle, $125.67, down 22 cents. December live cattle, $128.27, down 32 cents. August feeder cattle were $153.02, down 57 cents. September feeder cattle, 156.37, down 25 cents. November feeder cattle, 158.85, down 55 cents. August lean hogs were 98.92, down 25 cents. October lean hogs, 86.62, up 30 cents. December lean hogs, 83.45, up 47 cents. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 77 cents higher, in a range of 90.69 to 104, with a weighted average carcass price of 92.44. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly steady, with good demand for very light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 66 to 70, 4 to 5 weights traded at 68 to 73, 5 to 550 at 70 to 76, and over 550 pounds from 72 to 80. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrows and gelts at the country buying points traded steady, with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 65 to 70. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 12,370 head. Moving on to the Greenville Livestock Auction Opening Report for July 24th, receipts totaled 426. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded 50 cents lower. Slaughter Holstein steers did not test early. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 117 to 120, and choice slaughter heifers traded from 117 to 121. For the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville with the report for July 23rd, receipts totaled 500. Compared to last week, all slaughter cattle traded mostly steady. Due to a limited supply of feeder cattle last week, a trend was not possible. However, a higher undertone was noted and trade was active with good demand. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 118 to 123. Choice slaughter Holstein steers traded from 110 to 116. And choice slaughter heifers from 118 to 121. For slaughter cows, breakers traded from 89 to 94, boners from 82 to 89, and leans from 74 to 79. Feeder steers large 1 and 2s, 8 to 9 weights traded at $125, and feeder heifers large 2s, 7 to 8 weights traded from 118 to 129. For the Fairview auction for July 23rd, receipts totaled 266. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold unevenly steady. Slaughter cows and bulls sold steady in a light test, and trade was moderate to active with good demand, especially on high-quality slaughter steers and heifers being offered. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 119 to 124.50, with choice slaughter heifers ranging from 119.75 to 124.50. For our slaughter cows, premiums traded from 100 to 105, breakers from 80 to 84, and boners from 70 to 74.74. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded from 118 to 122, and heifers on a live basis traded from 119 to 120.25, and on a dress basis trading at 193. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 388 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $98.31, which was $1.34 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $186.89, which was 55 cents higher, with select carcasses at $182.22, which was 72 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter, under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 121,000, compared to 125,000 for last week and 127,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 399,000, compared to 404,000 for last week and 403,000 for 1 year ago. For the United Producers Weekly Hay Auction at Shelbyville, Illinois for July 23rd, receipts totaled 176 bales. Compared to last week, mixed grass hay and small squares sold $1.75 per bale lower, and trade-in demand was moderate for light offerings. Mixed grass premium quality traded from $5 to $5.25, and good quality sold at $3 per bale. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield at $6.63. August corn delivered to Greenfield at $6.23. July corn delivered to Scottville, $6.55. August corn delivered to Scottville, $6.23. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.84. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.75. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.37. Those prices again are: corn at Greenfield is $6.63, corn at Scottville is $6.55, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.84, and wheat at Scottville is $6.37. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Hawkeye Steel Sales, located at exit 44 on I-55, is a distributor of wide range of steel products. They can sell you a piece or a truckload. Metal building components, panels, trims, purlins are all in stock. Ornamental iron fence components are in stock, or they can build a fence or a gate for you. Sheds for livestock are in stock or can be custom built to your specifications. A wide range of welding rods and wire are available. Hawkeye Steel has heavy-duty box blades with a three-point hitch for maintaining roads. Come out and see Hawkeye Steel Sales.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For almost 100 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Our products offer the widest array of flexibility and can be tailored specifically to your operation. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Delivered by professionals who know agriculture, it's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financing needs.
And part one of the Morning Farm Show has been presented by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Build it to last. Build it with steel. Time now for radar weather, brought to you by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Carlinville Truck Equipment, the truck and trailer experts on North University Street in Carlinville.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment. They deliver what others promise.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information, technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they're dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation, too. They understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit them on the web at mnmservice.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
It's just plumb weird this morning because it feels like autumn. 54 degrees here at the Weather Center. 54 here on the 25th of July. It's crazy. Sunny skies today. Boy, we're in for a nice stretch of weather, and maybe we'll catch some more rain. Sunshine today, high of 80. Partly cloudy tonight, low 60. Partly sunny tomorrow, 30% chance of rain, high of 80. Partly cloudy Friday night, 30% chance of rain, low 60. Sunny on Saturday, high 78. Clear Saturday night, low 58. Sunshine Sunday, high 78. Partly cloudy Sunday night, low 60. Then a chance of rain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, with highs again right around 80. And overnight lows around 65. Right now, barometric pressure rising. Winds are from the north at about 5 to 10 and 55 degrees at the Weather Center. This update brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment, on North University Street in Carlinville, and by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. Part two of the Farm Show in just a moment.
Thousands of farmers every year depend on federal crop insurance to help protect their income from unavoidable loss. And many of those farmers depend on Country Insurance and Financial Services agent Dave O'Dell to help sort through all the programs available and find the best one to meet their needs. Remember, you can depend on Country for all your farm insurance needs. So from the time you put it in the planter to the time it comes out of the ground, you've got coverage. From Dave O'Dell, your Country agent in Verdon, an equal opportunity employer.
Time now for part two of the Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, CHS Service Center in Louder, and by Ride Automotive, Route 127 and 185 in Hillsboro. Once again, here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Terry. Yesterday was the M&M Service Company Field Day here in Litchfield. Daryl Good came and spoke about the future of the corn and soybean industries.
In the case of corn, it looks like we're transitioning from a period of very strong demand growth, particularly in the domestic market for ethanol, and some shortfalls in production, particularly in 2012 with the drought. That combination left us with very tight stocks and a couple of years of very high corn prices. And it looks like we're transitioning from that into a period of more stable demand. We've got more competition in the export market because of increased production in the rest of the world. We've got kind of a stagnating ethanol and livestock market. So we don't see a lot of demand growth. And we're also, looks like, transitioning back to a much larger crop of corn that should allow us to rebuild inventories and probably result in prices much lower than what we've experienced. So coming off of a year when we've averaged about $7, we would anticipate we'll be closer to $4.50 next year. Soybeans on the supply side also making a transition from a bit of a small crop last year to what looks to be a much larger crop this year. But we don't see as much weakness on the demand side of soybeans. Because of the Chinese factor, exports should hold up very well. I think we're on the cusp of some rapid growth in biodiesel production and demand for soybean oil. So that picture looks a little bit more robust than the corn demand, and I think we'll hold soybean prices a little higher relative to corn than what we've seen in the past. So, you know, with a big crop, you might normally expect to see prices go from over $14 this past year to maybe closer to $11 next year. But I wouldn't be surprised if we hold up a little bit better than that, maybe 50 cents or so higher. So we don't really see the bottom dropping out, going back to where we were in 2009, but certainly we're going to come down from the really high prices we've been experiencing.
Well, at least there's some better news on soybeans to balance out the news on corn. You said 2014 is going to be a year producers really want to watch out for. Can you reiterate why?
You know, I think if we do see the big crop this year, a buildup in inventories, and then another large crop coming on in 2014, that then could push prices even lower than what we're expecting for this year, and also opens the door for having a lot less protection from crop insurance than what we've had in recent years. Even this year, prices during the month of February will establish the guarantees for crop insurance, and there's a potential those could be a lot lower than what they were. And if that's the case, then I think there's more income risk to producers next year. It's also a year that I think we're going to start seeing some effect of lower commodity prices on land values and cash rents, and that could make for some interesting times.
We will have more about the field day later today. For now, that's all for the Morning Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.